Thanks for having me, Padraig. Heading away now today, so we'll land back Tuesday. We're originally supposed to actually only stay till Thursday, but it doesn't be long going in that time at home, and it's good to kind of catch up with everybody. So we put it off then till Sunday here now, so back at it then again.
Well, unless everybody's been living under a cave, they know that Yvonne Bonner has been in Australia for the year, playing with the Giants, and suppose it's you know, it's gone into your second year now. Suppose tell me, the first year done and dusted, a regular goal scorer, and also you collected the club's goal of the year, suppose, and you'll be looking to repeat that going back this year.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose you're going in a bit blind. You know, I hadn't heard about AFL, but you don't really know the rules. You haven't watched it. You know, you grow up with Gaelic, but you're just hoping that you're doing things right and they're giving you feedback. So it was kind of a big learning curve the first year, but you know, take a lot out of the first year now and hopefully know a wee bit more about the game. And even being over there now and watching the men's matches that's going on now and the season, you're learning all the time watching it. So hopefully can progress a wee bit more now this year and have a wee bit more knowledge about it.
And suppose anybody that goes over, you always hear about just adapting to the play and adapting to the ball, which is the big problem, I suppose.
Yeah, like getting used to the ball, but there's so much more as well. Like, you know, getting used to interchanges and structures and things like that there. And you know, like, you're not alone just playing the game, but you have to be so aware of your everything around you. And it's coming into the ladies, and we had that, you know, before I went over, you know, a lot more tactics and structures. So, you know, it kind of made it a wee bit easier, like having Maxi and stuff like that there and all the tactics, you know, it's coming into the ladies' games over here as well. And it's just a lot more like that there. So it's not about just like, you know, doing what you kind of want. It's a lot more structure to the game. And you probably wouldn't take from that watching it, but yeah, like you're learning all the time. So hopefully now can and progress now again next year. Like.
Yeah, and suppose that progression from a Donegal point of view and into the AFL, the training level, I know for a fact, did go up when Maxi came in. And suppose that was something that really helped you when you went to Australia. I know it's totally different, it's more professional now, but it gave you good footing.
Yeah, like I think it was when I was over in Australia, I came back in 2015, and it was Davey McLaughlin introduced the kind of first strength and conditioning. So we've been kind of, you know, working at that there from what Adam Spears was the first one. And it's, you know, you're building strength all the time. So at least you're not going in, you know, no strength and conditioning, no knowledge on that term. So, you know, it was great having that stepping stone, you know, from here, bringing it over there and progressing then. You're not, and being over there as well before, I didn't have to kind of, you know, learn about Sydney and deal with moving to a different place. I was kind of familiar with that. So it made it that wee bit easier that I was just kind of, you know, could focus solely on, you know, the tactics and the football and things like that there. So and it was good that way.
And obviously you've taken your own natural ability. You're a bit of a goal scorer over there.
Oh, I don't know. that's what you're supposed to do anyway when you're forward. But yeah, I got an odd goal in each game. So hopefully can, you know, learn a lot more. And there's a lot more that I have to work on. I could have probably had a lot more. But yeah, I have to be happy, you know, going in, having not that long in pre-season. So you have to be happy enough with the season. And hopefully, again, I can progress a wee bit more this year and you know, with that 1 year under the belt.
I suppose what a lot of people are really interested in, Yvonne, is going from the amateur setup into a professional setup. What's the differences?
I suppose you get, you know, a lot more time to kind of focus solely on the training, recovery, you know, your diet and your eating. Like, you're not, you know, when you're in season, you're not working. You can work like your days off and the club or whatever you organize, you know, what the club itself, but you have that, you know, you're in about the club a lot more. You can work on a lot more things. You'll have a lot more time to just like a whole team that can if you have any questions about anything dietary, or you have doctors there, you have physios there, you get, I suppose, you know, that's one-to-one treatment. Whenever you need a 24/7, you can text up somebody and, you know, you got help right there and then. But the, you know, the training wise and all that there, it's very similar. And, you know, you're putting in as much work here at home, but it's just a lot harder. Like they say, you know, you're trying to hold down a job as well. So, you know, it's kind of a lot more, you know, difficult, I suppose, putting in a 12 or 8-hour shift, I suppose, and then going to training at night and trying to keep your diet. Yeah, it's still manageable, but it takes a wee bit more, you know, dedication, I suppose, doing it over here as opposed over there, and everything's laid on a wee bit more. But that's really the only difference, I suppose, you know.
And obviously, the upper body, you have to be physical as well, because there's a lot of big hits.
Yeah, like the strength and conditioning over here, I suppose, slightly more different. We wouldn't have focused as much on the upper body. It would be in the plan, but over there you have a sole, like 2 days for upper body and then your 2 days for your lower body. So, you know, you're working, you're going to build a lot more muscle, and you need that as well. There's a lot of work I need to do, and where you have to be ready for the hits and get in and hit them before they hit you, because if you're solely just you're going for the ball, which is like Gaelic, you have to kind of adapt that you'll be ready for the shoulders, where I it took me a while, and I still never managed to probably get it to the end of the season, but it's a thing I have to work on, is getting ready for the body work, you know, when you're going one-to-one and you're going for that ball, that you have to be ready for a shoulder and nearly get them before they get you, because if you're just going for the ball, they're just going to come in and shoulder you, which is allowed, and you're gone out of the game. And so you just kind of have to be ready for them and build your strength, but not alone your strength. You have to be kind of just smart enough and use your body and be switched on for them hits where you're not kind of used to it. And hopefully now, you know, playing that first year, it'll be a wee bit more ingrained in my head that I'd be ready for the shoulders and things like that off the ball, which you wouldn't be actually ready for, you know, when you're playing Gaelic football. So it's just them small wee things that you have to adapt to, and it takes time as well.
Well, there'll be one girl who'll be looking for you. Your club mate from Glenfinn there is heading out, Katie Hearn. She's going to the Western Bulldogs. So she's going to send out a message to you, no doubt, and you know it's coming.
Yeah, that's it. We don't know what position, if she'd be in midfield or forwards, I might avoid her, or she could be in the back. But no, the structure isn't out yet, so we don't know if we're going to play each other or not. You could miss out, but hopefully now we get a run out against each other. And
hopefully not, says you.
No, it'll be a bit of fun. It'll definitely be interesting to line up on a different team. I don't think I've ever played against her now, but no, it's brilliant. She's very excited. I was even down with her yesterday or last night there, and yeah, she's really excited, and just try and give her what I can learn, but I'm learning as well, and she'll have no doubt she'll pick it up and do great as well for the Bulldogs.
I think learning and doing, and that's what has to happen for suppose. And there's a lot of other Irish girls have moved over. Obviously, Cora Staunton was the first over there, but now Sarah Rowan, Aisling McCarthy is heading over. Is there going to be more, do you think?
Oh yeah, I'd say there'd be, you know, every team has about one or two Irish players now on them. It's just gone massive. And what the four new teams into the competition this year, they have a lot of players to fill their list. So each team has about 35 on the panel on their list. So, you know, there's a lot of spots where the development coming up from underage, you know, you're getting a few players like here, but you're not going to be able to fill that many spots. It was four teams, so it was a lot of spots to fill. So it's great to get the Gaelic footballers. They're, you know, well ready. They're doing their fitness and their strength and conditioning, and you know, the Gaelic background, so they slip into it just very nicely. So every team is looking for the Irish talent, and there's a lot, and hopefully there'll be a lot more as well. And it's great to give the opportunity for them, and they can come home then and filter back in with a short season like that. So it's definitely good, to experience it and get that professional set up and see what it's all about,
Well, before I let you go, Yvonne, the Giants, they finished third last year. What's the ambition this year? I suppose that's the final question.
Yeah, we've lost a good few players to a few different teams, but hopefully now Al can pick up a few in the draft. And if Cora gets back, she's just rehabbing from the broken leg, so hopefully she might get back in time. I'm not sure, but we'll give it a shot. We'll try our best anyway, but I'm not too sure now how we'll get on. We'll keep trying anyway.